Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
This show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org. You are listening to the only show that asserts a constitutional solution in getting the general government back into the framework of the Constitution. The number to call in, because the lines are open, is 215-TOP-TALK, T-O-P-T-A-L-K, if you can spell it out, 215-867-8255. And with that, let me give you three really good reasons why you want to download these podcasts, even archive, because it could be evidence down the road. Anyway, number one reason is because of what I just asserted, that this is the only show on air that asserts the constitutional solution to federal government overreach. If there's thousands of copies of these podcasts on your hard drive, then you could be wanted by those who do not want to get the government back into the law of the land and within the rule of law. Second reason, the content on this show will refer to content in previous shows, and therefore, to stay abreast with what these terms mean and how they interrelate and so forth, you will need to have listened to them at least. Bear in mind, for the third reason, that the content on this show is not ephemeral, temporary, or perishable. When I speak of matters of the Constitution, whether it be in relationship to current news, because believe me, news keeps on repeating itself. This whole impeachment process, we went through this in the 90s, same kind of crap. But anyway, those are the three reasons why you would want to download these podcasts. That said, I also have that YouTube video. It's about an hour and a half long, but it is worthwhile and it is a great party favor. If you want to educate your guests on the Constitution and processes that you can do at in a grassroots level, let me, as I kind of remember, I keep on forgetting this. Please do not forget to support Chad Christensen in his election. Throw him a couple bucks. He's got a, I think it's a PayPal account that you can just go and throw a couple of dollars at. Please do that. Even if it's only $2, $3, $5. Just throw him $5 to help him get over the finish line so he can get rid of the incumbent who is not willing to support and commit to the Constitution. The guy is, by his record, not a constitutionalist, and he is more of an establishment Republican. So we need to at least get the dialogue going in Idaho. He's the only Idaho legislator willing to step up and commit to supporting the Constitution and actually calling his state legislators to call out the federal government on all, not just one, not just two, all of the federal encroachment. So please go out there and support Chad in his bid for election. He only has a week and a half left. And so it's a week from this Tuesday is when their election or the primary is. So please make sure you get out there and you can find his link to his page on my Take Action page. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, and on the right side I have these buttons. Towards the top I have Take Action. Click on that, it'll take you to the Take Action page. Just go down and you'll find Chad Christensen. I endorse him. There's a link there that takes you to his website. By all means, throw him some money. Just a few dollars will help, because anything at this point to help him get across the finish line is paramount. We need to start having and ensuring there is at least somebody on the floor of every legislative session next year bringing up Republic Review and the audit of the Constitution, period. And I hope you agree with me. But anyway, I wanted to also say that I do need your support. And I've actually said this before, but let me put it to you in a into a context that might actually help, because most people think, well, he needs millions of dollars. And yes, I do. If you can write a check for $1 million, that would get me really close to the finish line, because I've actually priced what it would take for television ads, I believe I've got the content already ready to go. It's whether they be these podcasts, my bullets, the flow chart and so forth. We're really that close as far as having the content all kind of polished and spiffied up for prime time. Let's just say that. But a lot of people just can't write that $1 million check. So it's not necessarily about money that really helps. Sometimes it's actually just contributing some time and or let's call it labor. If you have time and you have a computer and you have literacy with computers and resources like software or so forth, or if you have a phone, can you call people? Can you call legislators? It doesn't really matter where you are. As a matter of fact, I want you to know that California was instrumental in getting Trump elected, because there were all sorts of conservatives calling from California to calling into the battleground states to calling the Republican call lists in, you know, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and other states, and getting them to, don't forget to vote. We need you to vote. I mean, California was harassing across the continent, getting people out to vote, and those battleground states proved to be the difference. And it's unfortunate, because those battleground states, and I can't wait for the IG report to come in. There is no doubt in my mind we have been plagued with voter fraud. I truly believe Washington State and the mail-in ballots, the states that are doing mail-in ballots, have been subverted and are, you know, just ripe for fraud because they use algorithms and so forth. You heard it right here when I interviewed Aline, and I will tell you that the way they hide the processes and the ballots and so forth, it is just reeking with fraud. So we cannot afford to allow election fraud to be stealing our liberties. And so if you've got a phone, that's one way you can help. It's the same thing with you. If you've got a computer or what have you, you can hit me up on Facebook, or you can find my email on Reclaiming the Republic or MobiusStripPress.com, and you can reach out and get a hold of me. I just looked. I actually did scan the news just a few minutes ago, and it is true. There is no sign of the federal government disbanding any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers, which means still today the requirement remains that we have to do this. We have to get our states engaged and get the state legislators on board with doing their job. As a matter of fact, these aren't my words that it is their job to do this. And as a matter of fact, these are Madison's words that they are duty bound in protecting you from federal tyranny. I still have that new question out there, and I'm just kind of baiting somebody. What or where in the Constitution, here's the question, what or where in the Constitution gives the federal government the authority to create or manage any form of land for any form of preservation or what have you, where they're saving spotted owls, hopping fleas, any type of endangered species, or whether that be a race or a culture of people? Where in the Constitution do they have the authority delegated to them by the states to be able to do these things? This is really important, because it all comes down to jurisdiction. If it is not in the Constitution, then my friends, they don't have the jurisdiction. Kind of like all these other things that I've been talking about. They do not have the jurisdiction or the standing to make any rulings regarding whether that be labor, whether that be energy, whether that be even the social issues of abortion, marriage, and those types of things. They have no jurisdiction. I'm going to get into a lot of that more as we talk a little bit more about the Platonist and Platonism and so forth. I also mentioned that we have the Red Pill Expo out here in the Spokane area. It's far from me, but it's not that far. It's within driving distance, reasonable driving distance. And it is June 21st to the 23rd. You will want to get tickets. I know they seem a little pricey, but look at the bill and look at those who are going to be speaking. You will be fire hosed with all sorts of content and information, and it will be as far as I'm concerned, I think this will be a big networking opportunity where you will be able to meet and reach out to a lot of people. And so make sure you go to theredpillexpo.org, and that's where you're going to find your tickets and the lineup and so forth. I also want to let you know that I am working on this Red Pill University small kind of local expos that I call rodeos, and I call them rodeos for Republic Review, but who knows, they may be Red Pill Rodeos for Republic Review, however we're going to name it, but we are working and moving this forward. I may only get one rodeo, but I am bound and determined to do the rodeo, whether I like it or not. As you can tell, I'm up at a hard break, and that music is the announcement that we have some announcements and an advertiser that we need to put on. So we will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Did you know your overall health is connected to your dental health? As you get older, this becomes more and more important. If you're like me, going to the dentist can be terrifying. So for me to maintain my dental and overall health, I need a great dentist and staff who are sensitive to my fear, pain, and even my fear of the cost of dental work. This is why it took me almost 2 years to find a great dentist after moving into this area. Bottom line, I need a great dentist just to get into the chair, even for a regular cleaning. This is why I personally recommend Dr. Vaughn Tracy as not only a great dentist, but a great patriot and a dentist who cares about your comfort and health. You can find him at VaughnTracyDDS.com. That's VaughnTracyDDS.com. Then you can agree with me, it's great to have a great dentist. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their Constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
And yesterday I was pointing out two facts, and I want to kind of repeat these so that you remember the two facts. First, the only defense we have that can save us is the Constitution. The only weapon, this is the second one, the only weapon that will destroy our enemies is the Constitution. And I am affirmed in those two facts. And I can prove it to you as we get into the case of Republic Review. I will also point out, because this is newsworthy, but this is a constitutional slant on this. Oklahoma and Kansas have approved legislation to grant legal protections to faith-based adoption agencies that cite their religious beliefs for not placing children into LGBT homes. So it's not just faith-based reasons why, but I will tell you that there are scientific reasons why. But at this point, the court systems and the law has been kind of blind to the facts. And so I believe what these legislators are doing in these two states are trying to create a level of protection, recognizing the religious beliefs and expressions and being able to do those types of, because it's a First Amendment protection. Religious expression is a First Amendment and a civil right. And so one civil right doesn't trump another one. And so I believe that there's going to be a storm on this, because every time LGBT issues seem to be coming up, they seem to really create a storm. And so just to be clear, there is no jurisdiction on these issues. And as a matter of fact, I'll point out some of this information later, because this is a kind of a segue into what I have for you in, you know, brewing in the middle of the country. But let me frame this thought and speech control type of thing. In my book, I pointed out that in Clay County, there was a teacher that came, you know, to a reporter, and it was reported in the news that this teacher basically said why they, and this whole case was that why they were trying to, and made, they were standing firm that they were not going to allow prayer in school. There's just no way they will allow prayer in school. And this teacher elaborated, excuse me, by stating that children's minds are impressionable. I'm paraphrasing, but this is what she said, that they were highly impressionable at this age, and they did not want these children to be exposed to that type of thing. So in other words, what she was saying was there's a grave danger in exposing children to prayer. However, there is no danger, and as a matter of fact, it's a curriculum requirement to expose your children to sexuality. I want you to let that sink in for a minute. Yeah. So going back to Adam Weishaupt, he asserted that they would be using tolerance as a weapon, that the primary tool would be tolerance. And why was that? Because he knew that Christianity embeds itself in tolerance and forgiveness and not hating the sinner, but hating the sin, or loving the sinner and hating the sin, that type of tolerance. So there have been numerous people in the press fired over taking an alternate view from the narrative of the secular progressive globalist. And I want you to understand that, because there have been, I'm not going to list all of them, but you could start scouring and finding out anybody that has been fired because they took a slant that showed an unfavorable light towards the LGBT or what have you. And so Let me tell you about this kind of obscure development out in Wyoming. There's a radio show host by the name of, and I'm going to, you know, I've already been on the record of being bad with names, but I'll get the first name right because it's kind of biblical. John Burberry, and I believe he's a host for a radio show in Casper, Wyoming. Well, comes to find out, he was fired or suspended. I don't know which, and I haven't talked to him, but I've kind of read the article, and I've listened to the interview. And he interviewed, and he was suspended and or fired after he interviewed a Fremont County School District number 25 Superintendent Terry Snyder. You can get this information from the, help me out here, from the posting on the newspaper, the local newspaper's website. And I'm telling you, if you don't think that the media is flaming liberal, even in dark red state Wyoming, it is, because you can tell by the tone of the guy that wrote this story, and you can tell by the tone of this superintendent, that they were completely intolerant towards John's perspective. And John was really trying to take this, I don't want to say academic, but he was taking the defense of, or the position that, you know, the evidence is in. This is a very dangerous and destructive lifestyle. This is a, and he talks about the health and so forth, but it is destructive, period, because it is destructive towards the family. And that has been proven. Anyway, there are plenty of studies out there that support this, but I don't want to get into the science of this at this point. I will, believe me, I will. But what I want to do is I want to point out the irony of Terry, who was asserting intolerance. He was asserting tolerance. We have to be tolerant towards these diverse views. And the funny thing is he had no tolerance towards John's view, even though John was trying to be objective and he was trying to have dialogue, but you could instantly tell that Terry took offense and he went on the attack against him. And so that's what you do when you know that you're not going to have it. Let me ask you a question. And this is just something for you to kind of, you know, ruminate, cogitate, you know, whatever your favorite word is on this. But how many people that you know in your personal life that are the byproducts of homosexuality? How many? Do you know anybody that are the byproducts? Because I believe that that's probably the school. You know, we should start standing up schools for the children that are, you know, literally not adopted children, but I'm saying the byproduct, where two men were able to create a child. We should create a school for those children. And we should be able to probably leave the heterosexual children in our schools and be able to ensure that they're receiving the proper education for, you know, how they were created and what would be best for society and natural law. Now, I do know that one of the things, and you can hear this for yourself, and I'm going to have to get the okay before I put this up. So I'm hoping, but by next week, I'll tell you that it's up and that you can listen to it. But I'm not going to go into all the details of what was said. But one of the things that was said was Terry kind of took this approach that he was referring to John's opinions as old or dated opinions or old world ideas. And apparently he has the new world ideas. But let's be honest here. Between old world and new world, what are the ideologies of which? If you look at homosexuality, that goes way, 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 way back. And as a matter of fact, it was back in the time where enlightenment didn't exist. If you go back to Lot's time, I mean, that was not an enlightened society. They may have had spiritual giants and so forth, but they weren't, recognized. If you kind of look at the Egyptian civilization and these rises and falls of different civilizations, during our civilization today, I believe that we were at our pinnacle during the American Enlightenment, during the Framers' time, and shortly thereafter. But I have more to tell you about this. But as you can tell, I'm at a hard break. And so we're going to get into the honesty between which is the old world ideals and which are the new world ideals, and why It has been completely reversed and why you've been lied to. But again, we've got to go to a break, so we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so let's get into the honesty between old worlds and new world ideologies. Is the tolerance towards debauchery or these types of perversions, is that really new world, or is that really old world? Because I believe if you go back far beyond, you know, the civilized society of enlightenment, that's where you probably found that type of behavior. I'll bet you that probably hundreds and hundreds, as a matter of fact, if you read the stories when people used to fling their, you know, their pots, you know, instead of having a bathroom, they used pots. And in the morning, they would throw those pots right out onto the street. And that type of stuff was happening in an uncivilized society. And as they became more and more civilized, they understand sanitation, they understand the importance of disciplining one's core, or I should say carnal, you know, desires and those types of things. And, you know, the label of being a prude started coming out. Well, as they use those types of labels stripped away our enlightenment and our advancement towards a higher and greater society, and started actually tearing us back towards a debasement. And that's why we're going in this reverse spiral. That is why, my friends, that we have all of the problems in not just the nation, but in the world, because we have been debasing ourselves and going backwards. We're allowing old world ideologies to entrench itself. Slavery is coming back. There is nothing that is sacred anymore, especially when it comes down to perversions and so forth. You cannot separate NAMBLA from GLAAD. It is a direct association, and if you just Google NAMBLA and GLAAD or GLAAD NAMBLA, and you will find plenty of associations, and it is a very sick world. Anyway, John Barbari, I think is his name. Again, forgive me because I'm bad with names. B-I-R-B-A-R-I. He hosted the Morning Buzz on KVOW 1450 AM in Riverton, Wyoming. And so, by all means, if you want to call KVOW and ask them what the heck's going on, because let me give you another perspective. Isn't a First Amendment right the freedom of the press? And here's a guy that came in and interviewed. Apparently, the press can't be free. And a person within the press, whether it's editorializing, doing an interview or what have you, and having a discussion, can't have an alternate discussion. The KVOW actually went and either suspended or fired him. You got to be kidding me. Where are they standing up for their First Amendment rights when people started going after them to say, we want his head on a platter? You know exactly what organizations are going after him. I just mentioned them, NAMBLA, GLAAD, and all of these organizations that want to promote the sexualizing of children. And so help me out here. Is not the First Amendment sacred? Show me in the First Amendment where you have a right to sexualize children, or you have a right to practice any type of sexual act you want. I'm sorry, it's not there. But you will find religious expression protected. And so I'm having a hard time understanding this, especially if you actually listen in context to the interview. I would highly recommend that if you get a chance, I'm actually going to put the article from the progressive newspaper that wanted to spin him into a bad guy. But I will leave that for you so that you can read this and kind of dissect it. But I tell you, the progressives are very, very good, because they vilify in a very good way the what they call the intolerant or what have you, and they make heroes. I remember, and I forget the context, who it was or what have you, but I remember it was in the 90s, they were championing this guy for destroying his family, for coming out of the closet and admitting that he was homosexual, regardless of what had just happened to his wife and children. They were just applauding this guy for, good on you for coming out. And so, in other words, he was a hero to these organizations and to the family and to our society. We take the hit. Anyway, I believe every kid has a right to an education. And I think Terry was trying to make that point, but I do not believe they have a right to have a sexual education. I believe that the education should be a moral one. And an absence of a moral education creates an immoral society where children will want to get guns and go shoot up a bunch of kids, where body counts in video games help lead you to that. I think John was correct that sexual orientation, if you listen to this interview, because he says, when Terry goes, hey, we'll be violating their civil rights if we don't allow them to have this education on sexual orientation and tolerant towards that. And John is absolutely correct when he said, actually, the sexual orientation is not covered by the Civil Rights Act. And that is absolutely correct. But that doesn't mean that the judges and their agenda in perverting that act, because they do everything they can with their agenda to reinterpret it. And that is why, my friends, if you need marketing of why we have to stand up, because in all honesty, this is not about, you know, sex. This is not about this perverse wave that is flooding us. This is really about slavery. But I want to get back on track here. Here's the problem. The act is unconstitutional. The Civil Rights Act is unconstitutional because it's not within the enumerated powers and it is not an amendment to the Constitution. It was just an act. And it may be a noble act, but it's an act for Congress and Congress alone because it has no jurisdiction in the Republic. The only thing that they can create laws and actually force us to do lawfully is what they have jurisdiction in the Constitution. And so that's why understanding the Constitution is very important. Now, I'll tell you that you may be arrested and held by the state, but you will be oppressed and repressed, or what? Actually, it's oppressed. I'm sorry. You will be oppressed by the state for violating their tyranny, but it's not the law of the land, because if the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, then any law that is outside the boundaries of that Constitution, because clearly they were not allowed to do this, and that was clearly sold in the ratification debates, then they have no jurisdiction, they have no authority and no power to create these types of laws. And so the other thing that this Terry threw in there when they started asking him about religion and having prayer and the Bible and that, well, don't forget that there's this separation of church and state. And I'm telling you, that's not in there either. There is no reason why a school can't have prayer. The federal government has no jurisdiction over what a school is doing. Zero. The Department of Education is unconstitutional. Any type of ruling regarding education, religion, marriage, and those types of things, it's not in the Constitution. They have zero jurisdiction. The only polity that has jurisdiction over this are state and local polities. The national polity or government does not have the jurisdiction over this. It is that easy. And again, like I'm saying, this is not really about perverse sexuality and debauchery. Sadly, too few people have the philosophy. There's way too many people that have the philosophy of, well, whatever floats your boat, man. We cannot be complacent when it comes to this. If we are going to turn this around, we have to start turning it around with the perspectives of enlightenment. Is this something that will elevate me? Is this something that will elevate society? Or is this something that will, you know, entrap me into addiction. There are gambling addictions, there's game addictions, there's sexual pornography addictions, and so forth. Becoming addicted to anything is not good for anybody. I do not believe it will meet your needs over time. You will not be able, if you become consumed by an addiction, it will destroy you. Addictions are destructive. And so there is something even darker than just these addictions, though, and it's more darker than even the perverse acts themselves, and that is about slavery. Why is slavery darker than these sins? Because you may be a slave in the sin itself, but you still have the agency to turn around and actually stand up and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. And with lots of help with other people and support and so forth, you can do that. But once you're enslaved to the state, there's no breaking that slavery. Once you've been enslaved to a master of all things, then there is no way that you can break that. And so I'm up at a hard break, but I'm going to have some more for you as soon as we get back regarding slavery and the background on this. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. I'm working with key leaders and patriots and setting up rodeos for Republic Review in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. We're trying to promote engagement between you and your public servants so that you can start demanding their fulfillment of their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution. If you're beginning to understand what Republic Review can do and how it works, then America needs your help. More importantly, if you live in one of these states or know any patriots or patriotic leaders like an elected official, a grassroots leader, or someone who is politically active, then please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We know that if we can get a strong attendance by both the candidates and the electorate, we will make an impact. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this audit process started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Again, if you've read Plato's Republic, and as a matter of fact, in dovetailing this or putting a parallel path on this, Adam Weishaupt's charter I will tell you that both of them put emphasis on education. And as a matter of fact, in my opinion, the most important tool or position in his utopian society, both of these utopian societies, was the educators or the teachers. They are the ones that identify who would do what and would prepare you to accept your destiny in the state. And so I believe that that's what we're seeing today. And if you look at some of these radical teachers that are just losing a gasket, I mean, they're just blowing out hinges, or I got those probably reversed, but blowing out a gasket and or losing the hinge. Either way, I will tell you that you will find that when these people rant, they just get all emotional and irrational. And that is because they are recognizing that the rock has been lifted and the vermin and the insects have to scurry because the light is being shined upon them. Unfortunately, we're not getting rid of these vermin and these parasites. What is happening is that they're getting emboldened. And as I read yesterday, David Rockefeller clearly called out that he was thanking the progressive media and how well they've been able to help shape the opinions. Unfortunately, he wasn't as honest to really thank the education system in actually building this new world order and this one world government that he was talking about. These prescriptions between both of Adam Weishaupt and Plato have these different tools, but these tools are necessary in controlling the masses as it translates to today. And I'm going to tell you, Plato was spot on. Look at our school system today. It is doing the job of the state. There's no way around this. Look at this case in Wyoming. Just this one particular case. There have been plenty of cases in the education system where we've been exposing and they've been actually, even the NEA used to use Rules for Radicals as a required reading for teachers to learn how to become an activist. Why would they teach them that? And why that particular book? Because that is the ideology that they are expecting. In my first book, I pointed out a teacher's comments, and I may have gone through this before, but I want to point this out again, that when they were talking at the very beginning of the show, I talked about this, that this teacher was talking about the impressionable minds. They knew this. They knew that if you could forge and mold the minds into thinking the way you want it to think, then you've done 90%, if not 95% of the work. There have been studies, behavioral studies, where they've put fleas in a jar or they've put monkeys in a cage. And I'll go through both of them. With the fleas in a jar, they had a whole bunch of fleas in a jar, and they had the lid on the jar, and they shook the jar, and you could hear the fleas actually hitting the top of the jar, right? And so after a couple of minutes, the fleas recalibrated their jumping, so they would still jump, but they weren't hurting themselves by hitting the top of the jar. And so you could literally take that jar lid off and those fleas would not jump out of that jar because they have recalculated themselves. Monkeys, it was a very similar behavioral thing where they put bananas in this cage, and every time the monkeys would try to go and get the bananas, they would you know, use a fire hose of cold water and hose the monkeys down. And so it slowly but surely they took one monkey out and introduced a new monkey. And every time a new monkey would come in, the group would beat the crap out of that monkey that would try to go get those bananas because they were policing themselves. After a while, when they started putting the bananas in there, the monkeys wouldn't go near the bananas. And so especially in that context, the way they were doing it, so they were controlling their behavior. And eventually they had all five new monkeys. In other words, not one of those monkeys ever experienced the water being sprayed upon them, but they experienced the group think that forced them to behave the way they do. That is why I do not like organizations and or cultures that try to create this group think. And that is what we're doing, and that is precisely what I've been talking about as far as mind control, thought control, speech control, and everything else. We go after these people that have alternate views that are actually new world ideologies or new world views, and we've been told the reverse of that. Oh, that's just old world. The new world is diversity and tolerance, and I'm telling you, that is the old world. That is debasing us and taking us in the opposite direction. It is the antithesis of enlightenment. Has anyone forgotten the school massacres just recently happened? I mean, the ones in Florida, whether they be the ones in Connecticut, it doesn't matter. Columbine. These things are not a result of the guns or a result of munitions. It has everything to do with morality. Do we understand what the problem really is? Again, I've been telling you, it is not guns. It is our education system. We have let them take full control, and they have put us into this situation. The only way that we can take control back from the education system is Republic Review and the audit. If the states stand up and they audit the Constitution, you will clearly find that the education system is not an enumerated power for the federal government to exercise. Therefore, that power would be brought back to the states, and it would be dismantled, and the process would be done very cleanly so that this federal government would never again step into the realm of education. The same thing with all the other unconstitutional powers, roles, and responsibilities that they're executing. We can take this back. So what is it going to take? All of this is kind of marketing. For the past 2-3 months since I've been on air here, it's all about marketing, right? I have to convince you that this is the product that you need. And I'm trying to give you all different ways of walking around the woodshed so that we can see that we need to go in that woodshed and we need to basically take that child and give it a good whooping. And that child happens to be the federal government. That child happens to be our creation, or I should say the state's creation, because it was the states that wrote the Constitution for themselves. They created a federal government to exercise very specific and defined powers within that Constitution so that they wouldn't have to worry about those few things, so that they and their posterity could live and be and flourish and develop wealth and all sorts of other opportunities. Now, there were some problems out the gate. Absolutely, because they were unsuccessful because of the two Carolinas and Georgia in eradicating slavery. That became a huge problem, and it's still a problem that we're licking our wounds today on. And so the point is when are we going to wake up and start moving forward instead of looking back and saying, you hurt me. We've been hurt. I've been hurt. There's a hurt. It doesn't matter. We all have to kind of move on. And I'm not saying that, you know, we, you know, didn't have these problems, but it is the principle of repentance and forgiveness. I believe that the 500,000 lives in the Civil War of trying to right or wrong, the Civil War was about slavery. There is no doubt about it. If you read the secession notes that came from the states that seceded, it was about slavery for them. Unfortunately, it took Lincoln 2 years to get there. But when he finally got there and made it about slavery, they won. They actually started winning battles and so forth. And so there was a lot of people that died and sacrificed their lives and their health and all sorts of problems that came out of that Civil War. But the point was that just like the Revolutionary War and just like all things, I think we sanctified, you know, our situation with the spilling of blood. The problem was that there were all sorts of politicians, judges, and lawyers that were racially motivated in creating separate but equal in the Plessy v. Ferguson and perpetuating racism and literally creating another path of destruction. It's time we actually put that behind us, because I think since the Civil Rights Act, and even though it's unconstitutional, maybe there's something to it that we need to amend the Constitution for that so that it does become a recognized right. But maybe not the sexual orientation like they're trying to inject. But I will also inject one more thing. I've ran out of time for today, but I will be carrying this on again, and we're going to get into more ratification debates as of next week. I am G.R. Mobley. I am Reclaiming the Republic, and I do need your help. I cannot do this alone. That is a super Goliath we're taking on here. So please stay tuned next week, same time. Have a great weekend, not just a good one.